You've seen one property, you've seen them all. They all look alike. How often have you thought about that? When you're trying to sell your property, how do you make it stand out? How do you make it look special? That's what we want to talk about today. Hi, my name's Andy Nathan. I'm your digital marketing realtor, and I'm actually here. I'm about to do an open house on one of my properties, and I figured I'd talk about that for a second because I was thinking about today, how do I make this property stand out? So we just actually got an offer right before we got to the open house today. So either way, it's a good day. In terms of what's going on here today, I want to talk to you about how to make your property stand out. So there's a few different things you need to do. First of all, when you're trying to stand out, don't be unusual. A lot of people just want to be so out there and so far gone that it's just like, oh my God, everyone has to pay attention to me now. And I remember when I was first starting off in marketing, I thought the same thing. I'm like, if I want to stand out, I need to actually do something so remarkable that no one's going to ever forget it. And every once in a long while, that works. But more often than not, people remember it and then they never buy your product because, it's so ridiculous and so far out there that people are just, I don't want to pay attention to it. But that's okay. I mean, you definitely need to try stuff. So it's like if you don't know what that limit is until you actually get there. What I would recommend though is if you're trying to figure out ways of standing out, then take a look at what can you do that no one else is doing in your market. Start taking a look at what others are doing. And that's probably number two, is that you need to actually figure out what your competition's doing. Because if they're doing something, they're going left, you go right. Zigzag. Take a look at what's happening in the market. For example, I'll be honest with you, most realtors don't do a great job with their listings. So making sure it's extra complete. My business partner, Bernie, who I work with, he's very, very like, we have to make sure the listing is perfect because this is what people are going to see. And a lot of people, when they do a listing, they just put it up there. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some realtors who put out some really nice listings, but a lot of them, they're. So that's the technical term for bad listing in real estate marketing. So the third thing I would say that you want to do, and this kind of leads into this, is you want to follow your word. So often in business, people just don't follow what they say they're going to do. So if you're going to do an open house, do the open house. If you're not going to be able to make it to something, tell people that you can't make it, but you have to be able to let people know ahead of time. By communicating with people and following through on that communication, that's how you stand out. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but it's true. I mean, you think about like a lot of contractors in real estate. I once heard a saying, and you could take this as it is, that if you take a look at all contractors, and let's say you bring 10 of them to take a look at your place, five of them will show up. That already brings you in the top 50% of all contractors. And then if five of them show up, probably three of them will submit a bid or a proposal. So that puts you in the top 30% right there. And if three of them submit a bid and proposal, two of them will probably have done what they said they're going to be able to do. And they'll also be able to bring everything over. They'll also bring everything that they need and the resources they need to get the job done. And then the last one will actually probably be the one who actually cleans up after themselves and follows up on their commitments and everything else. It's not hard to stand out when everyone else is not doing anything. So my advice to you is figure out ways to stand out. Take a look at how you could do that and how can you accomplish those goals, and you'll be surprised at the results. So again, this is Andy Nathan from the Digital Marketing Realtor. Definitely check out my site, andynathan.net. If you're looking to buy, go to andynathan.net/own. If you're looking to sell, andynathan/sell. Or if you're an investor, just go to andynathan.net. With that said, have a great day and a better week. Start standing out.